fishing report as we cruise into the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful Thursday morning? No rain. It is absolutely gorgeous out there.
Oh, my goodness. It is like the best weather ever. I mean, it's just, here's the deal. We need to work on this. It needs to be no hotter than 80 and no cooler than 40.
That's beautiful. Right? I mean, yesterday what we had down here, 78 degrees. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was, beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. And awesome.
Man.
You'd love this time of year.
Yes, absolutely. And, I've been laying out all my thong swimsuits and Speedos and stuff for my venture off to the lake. It's just perfect weather. And the fish are being very finicky.
and they are. Last week when we talked, it was game on. I mean, the whites, the stripers, hybrids, bass had started to pick up. Crappie were going crazy. Well, that seems to have slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of people I'm talking to, they're having a hard time figuring it out.
Oh, they're just spoiled rotten babies is what it is. They're, they're used to going out there and catching a limit or almost a limit and being, back at the truck by 9 a.m.
Yeah.
They're having to work a little bit for it, Don't bring a six-pack. You might need maybe, 12. But the thing about it, and you and I were talking about this before we went on. There's several reasons that could be behind this. It's a trend. We're in that transition period. But here's the thing. And, you're right there on the lake. You see it every year. It's just going to be all of a sudden out of the blue. It could be at noon. It could be at 6 in the morning. It could be at 10 o'clock at night. Who knows? But it's going to be like a switch was flicked on, and it's going to go crazy.
Absolutely. That's exactly how it is every year. It is. And, I'm starting to hear from some of the guys. The good news is that topwater bites we're starting to get a little action on that. Some guys had some luck on the topwater last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's starting to, the water temperature is where it's supposed to be. So got that going on, and I would think as the crappies spawn here, even with them dropping the lake level, which is good. We need it to come down. It was getting up there. They'll get on their beds and do their thing, and then usually after they spawn, it is game on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is that Bobby Barnes just walking in?
Actually, that was one of the local fishing guys down here.
Oh, all right.
Getting some live bait. Head out on the lake, yeah. So.
But, it really is. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. The fish bite is going to go and the top water bite. It's one of those things, if you love to fish, if you're ate up with it, man, it doesn't get any better than right now. And I know it is a little tough, but they should start even, the stripers, hybrids, and whites, they should start slapping the top right at about now, that sunrise.
Yep, and that's going to go, like I said, I talked to some guys this morning, and they got hit it last night at dusk. And they're going to go back out this morning and try it, because it's just now starting on the top water, so... Oh, redfins, wobber floppers, rogues, whatever you like to throw on top water.
yeah, whatever you got, spooks, babies, whatever. That's what makes it so much fun this time of year. And when this top water bite hits, some people says, well, you got to have a spook. You got to have a white spook. You know what? You could take a black spook and put yellow polka dots on it. When it's on, it does not matter.
That's right. That is right. We had the whites. They were all over a silver spoon. Anything, whether it was a Castmaster, whatever it was, they were all over anything bright and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, so. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the largemouth and the line side, the Kentuckys, the smallmouth, how's that going? Are they kind of slow?
Jerkbait.
Yeah.
Jerkbait's been working good. I think it's almost crankbait time, but jerkbait's been working good for a lot of guys on it. So, I stay with that and roll with it right now. Had a couple of guys that had with doing some spinner baits and had some good luck. It's one of those things. I think when this lake water goes up and down and like that in a short amount of time, I think it confuses the fish. And so you can throw different things. You got to try different things out there and see what's going to work.
Fishing naked works too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when in doubt, just get out there on your bow, fish naked.
Go fish naked, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Just wear a lot of sunscreen.
You know, one thing I have noticed, though, on my morning commute, there is just a line of trucks and boats. You know, I mean, they're definitely headed your way.
One morning I'm going to sit here and count how many go down. I mean, that parking lot down there at the launch ramp looks like the middle of summer the last few days.
Oh, yeah. We need a counter. You know, one of those little things that they roll across the road just out of curiosity. Of course, you know, you would have a neighbor out there just going back and forth over it. But no, I mean, it is curious, and you're right there at Fout Landing. It's a great boat ramp, you know, and they did let some water out. That is true. The Norfolk Lake right now is at 563, which is down, you know, 0.43, but still it's up. You know, we'd like to see it get down around, for me, you know, around 555. You know, would be really good, I think.
Yeah, and you know we're going to have more spring rain and lakes. I mean, the last several years, the lake's been up and, up. I mean,
yeah.
570 plus, you know. So if they can control it, and I think they try hard trying to control it and keep it down, we can't control the rain.
No, we can't. But what we can control is having a good time and keeping a smile on our face. And one way to do that is to head on down to the Bayou Resort and hit Lake Norfolk, because the fishing, it is on, folks. You know, here's the thing. If you're out there and you're not catching any fish, I promise you this. If you'll get a cricket and some, 4-pound test line, a little light spinning reel, you can have a heyday catching big old bluegill.
There we go. It's bluegill time. Crickets, red worms, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it. Either for yourself, your kids, your grandkids, get down there. Get a line wet. It's that time of year.
Yeah. You get a lightweight spin reel, 4-pound test line, and you hook onto about a pound bluegill. You're going to think you got a striper.
for sure.
It's a blast. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, let us know what's going on, and take a look at some of the pictures up there, and always the bayouresort.com on our webpage.
Right on, Gary, we appreciate you, and we will see you real soon.
Yeah, we do. I hope you come down this week. And
I'm planning on it. I'll be the guy in the yellow Speedo.
Okay.
And
come down and help me get the cover off this pool. We get this thing going.
Hey, we can do that. We can do that. All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. We'll see you real soon, man.
All right. Have a good one and be safe.